I was brought up by a dad that was a kind of a taskmaster, and I always had a job. I always had to work. And but, you know, it goes way back. People, the kids listening today don't remember that everything wasn't self-serve gasoline. It was full-serve. They used to pump your gas for you. I know most of you don't remember that, but I was right at the age coming in the early 70s when self-serve gasoline come around. Most of the people in the business thought it was a trend that wasn't going to happen. I was a young guy. I loved the electronics. I loved the technology. So where most of our competition was poo-pooing it, we were embracing it. And it really vaulted us into a major player in the business just because we were the sought-out company to install your self-serve gas station. And then right after that came no-lead gasoline. You used to have just regular and premium gas. Now all of a sudden they had no-lead gas because the government mandated it, so we put in tanks for no-lead gas, and that's really what our business got our business growing at the pace it did.
But you really diversified, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, we started out just repairing gas pumps to installing gas tanks and pumps to building gas stations and then building, you know, fast food businesses, then moved on to hotels and commercial buildings, and so we've built that business substantially.